As our community is so rich in history, it's not surprising that a trail tracing our heritage has been established in our area. Hello, this is Tom Castaldi on the Heritage Trail, inviting you to join with me on an audio walk through Fort Wayne's past. If you're not aware of the Heritage Trail, it's easy to find in downtown Fort Wayne. Just look for the blue and white Heritage Trail markers to direct your way. This exceptional walking tour, a gift of the 1994 Bicentennial Celebration, assembles and organizes significant historical sites in the heart of our community. Most often, the rivers here in northeast Indiana brought prosperity with them. They're the reason people settled in the area, established a land portage to connect the Wabash River system, and brought the Wabash and Erie Canal, followed by rails, highways, industries, and homes. It attracted good, industrious people, such as John Chapman, known to history as Johnny Appleseed, seen in 1830, arriving near this point on the Maumee River with his small boat loaded down with apple seeds. It's quite a legacy for our community of Three Rivers and a tribute to how it has learned to live with its waterways. Our next marker helps describe what this area may have looked like early on and what our earliest predecessors faced as they looked over the downtown space that's shaped like a giant thumb in the bend of the St. Mary's River. Fort Wayne businesses got a start on Duck Street. Now, what's the explanation for a street name for a waterfowl? Well, Duck Street is named for the 19th century Duck Creek that drained the area from the higher ground near Superior Street into the St. Mary's River. Along Duck Creek in the 1840s and 50s stood the City Mills, one of the largest mills in early Fort Wayne. Like other streams in the area, Duck Creek afforded an ideal opportunity for the beginnings of industry and the frontier community. Also, fur trading was an active enterprise throughout this region. Not so well known is the fish oil processing business that once prospered here on the thumb formed by the St. Mary's. Both natives and later early settlers caught muskies and other large fish in the adjacent rivers. They were caught by hand and delivered by the canoe load to be processed. The first industrial businesses in Fort Wayne, blacksmithing, spoke making, and brick and tile making, were primitive and depended only on human power. However, large-scale enterprises such as sawing lumber and milling grain could be done efficiently and profitably by harnessing the abundant local water power. Eventually, businesses were established in the area. Even though the swamp had been filled in, the thumb became dotted with buildings and parking lots that suffered the wrath of the river during times of flooding. Well, our time is up for today's tour, but the Heritage Trail is here for you to enjoy anytime. For a free self-guided tour map, stop by Arch's Lobby at 437 East Berry at the corner of Berry and Clay Streets. Or for more information in general, log on to the web at archfw.org. This is Tom Castaldi, and I hope you join me next time for these reminders of our origins, our challenges, and our promises that are yours to explore on the Heritage Trail.